Cameron Logan, team captain for the Thunderbirds, is at the center circle. Checking with the scorer's table, and we're ready to get the second period underway at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Evergreen start with a 1-0 lead, and they'll start with the puck, too. Hackbarth wins the draw. It's Yakus along the far side boards. Try to get that back to Hackbarth, and the pass is stolen. Cameron Logan. Logan put that on goal, and it's a glove save by Ethan Hurt. Again, Hurt's been playing well. You just get the feeling that it's going to take a lot of work for Baraboo to get one past Ethan tonight. Offensive zone faceoff. Cameron Logan will take it. It's to Hurt's left. Evergreens win it down near the goal line. High off the boards. Bouncing. Here's Hackbarth who's going to chase this. That went out of play. Went all the way up the plexiglass, bounced out, and then came back into the rink. Baraboo gets another offensive zone faceoff here. Hackbarth will take this draw against Gabe Fitzwilliams. Fitzwilliams sent it into the corner. Yakus is there. Yakus sent it off the boards. Evergreens will chase. Evergreens, here's Ortel. Ortel's got a trailer here. He's got Hackbarth trying to get that centered, looking for Zinda right through the crease. Zinda couldn't quite catch up with it. Evergreens still hold the zone on the far side boards. Evergreens try and get this centered on the backhand side to Zinda. Down low, shot is right off the pads. Zinda with a pretty good look now in front. Ortel shot again off the glove and high over the crossbar. Grant Ortel. Evergreens are peppering the net this shift. Evergreens go back to Yakus on the backhand side. Switches to the forehand, bounces into the corner. Pretty active shift for the Evergreens. Fight to hold it here along the near side boards. Hackbarth circles back. Cross ice pass is knocked down by Oliver Scanlon. Got a whistle. Calling a high stick here. Both teams are changing. Going to give the Evergreens an offensive zone faceoff here. Jaglinski will take it. To the left of the cage, goes into the far side corner. Ortel tries to close. Jags from behind the net. Evergreens got it out in front, jabbing at it and denied there. Parker Nitzke comes out of the zone. Evergreens retreat to their blue line, go cross ice. The Evergreens have looked better in this second period than they had in the first, and the Evergreens are already up 1-0. Nice pass ahead, Jaglinski. Jaglinski tried to transfer that to the forehand side, had it stick checked away. Cameron Logan for the Thunderbirds. Near side board, Zinda tries to hold this in. Got it bouncing puck ahead to Jaglinski. Couldn't control it. The biscuit popped up on him. Evergreens go all the way back to retreat. Brady Bunnell. Bunnell up the near side boards. Jaglinski slides that puck forward. Evergreens were onside. Then Baraboo took it back. Evergreens have to touch up here. Evergreens are onside. Parker Hurt shot on goal. Pad safe. Loose in front and hit the wrong side of the net. Just wide of the near side post. Trying to follow there was the Evergreens Alex Kisley. Boy, Dane Hintz wasn't good with the glove there. Let that pop out of his glove and it let the Evergreens get a second look at the net instead of just one. Baraboo bounces it off one of the Everest players. Wave off icing. Long outlet pass. One-on-one the other way. Evergreens trying to put that on goal. Alex Falkowski. Falkowski is getting a lot of ice time here. Old number 18 is out there for the Evergreens. Yaku's blue line. A little bit of traffic deflected off one of the Baraboo players. High off the plexiglass. Baraboo sends it all the way around and out of the zone. Evergreens' Ketton Ottinger goes cross ice here as the Evergreens touch up. While swinging at that and missing was Falkowski. Owen Bunnell is on the ice too for the Evergreens. Sometimes when their sweaters are kind of crunched over, the 18 and the 19 look about the same. Owen Bunnell is out there now. Baraboo has just iced the puck. Will come back the other way for an offensive zone faceoff. Hockey's brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. At the 14-minute mark of the second period, Evergreens have an offensive zone faceoff. Grant Ortel will take it. Ortel sends it to the corner. Baraboo's got a player closest, sends it all the way around, but Zinda closes in on the puck. Zinda got that center to Ortel a little bit behind him. And Yakus from the near side boards put that on. Blocker save comes out in front. Evergreen's back to the blue line. Flicked on by Yakus again, near side boards. Evergreens that bounced up, and it went in. It's a score for the Evergreens. Bounced up, hit the crossbar, went down, and went into the net. A goal for the Evergreens, 2-0. That developed from behind the net. And the Evergreens widened their lead. Another even strength goal. A lot of players in front for the Evergreens, so we'll wait for the scoring information. That may be Grant Ortel's goal. Goal comes at 3:26 of the second period. It is possible that Ortel has a second for the night. He was out in front there. Yep, it is Grant Ortel's goal. That's Davis Hackbarth with the helper for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens have opened up a 2-0 lead on Baraboo. Baraboo has not gotten a lot of looks at the net the other way. Evergreens have iced the puck here, so Baraboo's going to get an offensive zone faceoff. Did you know that EC Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising equipment and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth is taking this draw. Bouncing puck to the corner. Evergreens win it in their defensive end. Brady Bunnell stops there. And Bunnell now sends it to the near side boards. Evergreens try and get this cleared. It's stick checked away. 2-on-1 for Baraboo. Cross ice pass too long. Will Gunnell try to send that across to Oliver Scanlon? Too long. Baraboo holds in at the blue line, flicked towards the goal, goes off Eddie Zinda, and the Evergreens 1-on-1 the other way. Here's Ortel. Ortel near sideboards, has Hackbarth trailing. Ortel still has the puck, goes back out. Shot on goal, Parker Hurt. A lot of traffic in front, saved, and lunging out to cover it up is Dane Hintz. Pushing and shoving in front of the net afterwards. Zinda's a little frustrated. Saucer eyes when he saw that rebound come out in front. 12:38 to play, second period. Evergreens lead 2-0. Kyle Jaglinski's going to take this draw. Both teams get new skaters on. Baraboo wins it. Goes behind the net. Alex Reitman. Reitman almost turned the puck over. That was flicked towards the goal by Kisley of the Evergreens. Evergreens have it. Kisley in the far side. Now that's Jaglinski behind the net. Came out towards the goal line. Tough angle there. And the Evergreens fight for this. Lost it along the near side boards. Baraboo comes out. It's a 1-on-3. One-time shot. Glove save. Josh Beal denied by Ethan Hurt. Hurt hasn't really been busy in this second period. Evergreens, like they've kind of kicked this down into a second gear. Jaglinski will take an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens here. Wins it, goes to the far side board, but Baraboo's got a player closest to it. Cameron Logan behind the net. That came out in front for a moment, and the Evergreens swept it off to the side. Owen Bunnell. Baraboo circling back, traffic in front, shot, rebound, jabbing at it there is Cameron Logan, and it sticked aside at the last minute. Evergreens' Parker Nitsky helping his goalie there on the near side. One of the few times that Baraboo's created a lot of traffic in front of the net, they still hold the zone, goes back to the blue line. Cross ice pass, Luna Larson shot wide of the near side post. Bounces off the boards, Kyle Jaglinski gets it out of there to Alex Kisley. Evergreens surrender the puck back at the blue line. This is the best offensive look for Baraboo in the second period. Cameron Logan, tough angle from the goal line, goes back out, turns the puck over. Little bit too far out in front of Parker Nitsky. Nitsky was going to try and skate between two defenders and make a beeline towards the goal. Instead, it was stick checked away. Evergreens flick this forward, goes into the corner. Baraboo's got a player closer to it. Baraboo cross ice, taken away here by Zinda. Shot blocked there. Baraboo, one of their turnovers. Marcus Wahowiak is still on the ice. And some of the JVers are still out here for the Evergreens. Wahowiak, there's Alex Falkowski in the near side boards. Falkowski's fighting for it. Evergreens have to touch up here. Parker Hurt. Hurt sends a bouncing puck into the corner. Owen Bunnell chasing it. Marabou sends it out. Evergreens hold. 10.5 to play, second period. Evergreens 2-0, two goals from Grant Ortel. Evergreens near side boards thought about putting that on from a tough angle. Brady Bunnell far side behind the net. Evergreens are leaving this third or fourth line out there a long time. JVers on the ice right now. Tried to get that in front to Marcus Wahowiak. Loose in front for Marcus, circles around, leaves it for Alex Falkowski. Falkowski from the far side boards. Gets that in front, shot, stick save, rebound, slid right through the crease. Going to have a chance there for Marcus Wahowiak. And now this line is going to go off the ice as it's sent all the way down. Icing against Baraboo. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. And out comes the number one line here. Ortel's back on the ice looking for hat trick possibilities. Ortel's going to take the draw at 9:49 of the second period. Goes to the corner. Baraboo's got a defenseman there. George Fitzwilliam sends it around the boards. Evergreens hold it in with Zinda far side. Zinda's double-teamed against those boards. And Zinda's still fighting for it. He's a gamer. Came away with the puck, too. Zinda tries to center that on the backhand side to Hackbarth. Too long. Hackbarth still controls in the corner. Yaku's shot off the pads. Loose in front. Evergreens. Ortel holds the zone in. Got two goals. Hustle play there. Ortel slid it ahead to Hackbarth. Goes off his stick. Goes behind the net. Hackbarth is stick handling on the far side. Now over to Kisley. Kisley left it there, advancing in, trying to push that puck forward is Ketten Ottinger. Behind the net again at the 9-minute mark. Can the Evergreens get this in front? It'll be Ortel again in the corner. Ortel circled back right between the two defensemen. Could have gone back to the blue line. Instead, tried to get that on. Taken away by Ortel again. Shot off the blocker. Loose in front. Zinda is denied a chance on a quick whistle. That puck was popping up out of the glove of Dane Hintz. Instead, the whistle stops play. Zinda saw that that wasn't controlled all the way. Got a penalty coming up here. It's against the Evergreens. Eddie Zinda's going off. Not sure how I feel about that penalty because, again, Zinda saw that a quick whistle came and that Hintz, the opposing goalie, didn't have that puck secured. Penalty comes at 8:10 of the second period. Eddie Zinda. Interference. Baraboo, for the second time, skates with a man advantage. Evergreen's penalty kill's been good tonight. Evergreen's look to send this down the ice. Hackbarth holds it shorthanded. Evergreen's hold the puck back in their defensive end. They're going to make Baraboo chase, and now the Evergreen's send it all the way down. Wow, from blue line to blue line, it's on ice. Ortel was closing on it, and Ortel almost won the race to that puck. Instead, he was denied, and coming back the other way is Baraboo. Bouncing puck in front, stick to side. Good defense by the Evergreens' Ketten Ottinger. 1:10 left in the Baraboo man advantage. Bounced off the boards behind the net. They're looking for that to come out in front. Oliver Scanlon is closest. Baraboo behind the net again, fed in the slot. Goes through, goes back to the blue line. Shot, it's deflected by the Evergreens' Davis Hackbarth into the corner. Halfway through the penalty kill, Evergreen shorthanded. Yakuz is coming on goal. Yakuz, stick handling, backhand try wide of the far side post. Ortel is in the zone shorthanded too. Fights forward in the corner. Ortel ahead to Hackbarth. Shorthanded, the Evergreens are pressuring the net. Now Baraboo takes it away. The Evergreens win the puck right back at their red line shorthanded. Now it's surrendered by Hackbarth. Bouncing puck on goal. Covered up there by Ethan Hurt. Oliver Scanlon put it on and Hurt covered it up. 35 seconds left in the man advantage. Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. Baraboo skating 5-on-4 with an offensive zone faceoff. Cameron Logan goes back towards the blue line. Baraboo holds it in. To the boards, back out to the blue line. George Fitzwilliams. Fitzwilliam gets it back. Shot. Lot of traffic in front. Deflects off one of the Evergreens players off Brady Bunnell's stick and goes out of play. Still an offensive zone faceoff for Baraboo with 24 seconds left in the man advantage. 7:13 left in the period. Evergreens 2, Baraboo nothing. Cameron Logan again will take this draw. Bouncing puck outside the circle, moving away from the goal. Trying to circle, skating halfway down the circle, and then Brady Bunnell engaged and got the puck away from Josh Beal. Evergreens still haven't cleared. Bouncing puck there. Baraboo's got no one behind the net. Evergreens are going to hold this, going to flick this puck all the way down. 5 seconds left until we're back at full strength. Jaglinski is chasing for the Evergreens. Penalty kill complete. Evergreens 2-for-2 on the penalty kill tonight. And the Evergreens have Alex Kisley right back on the ice. Evergreens at 5-on-5 have outplayed the Baraboo Thunderbirds in this period. Baraboo does get the puck out of the zone here. Well, I was going to have a 2-on-1 that's too long and gathered in by Brady Bunnell. Bunnell from outside the blue line tried to slide that on goal. It's wide of the near side post. Evergreens have owned the second period. Baraboo's trying to clear in their defensive end. Jaglinski keeps the pressure on. Baraboo now bouncing puck near side. Again, towards the end of some of their shifts, the Baraboo players just look like they're leg weary. Adjusting to the big Olympic size ice here at Green Heck Fieldhouse. The Evergreens just at times, particularly late in the period, look like they're the faster of the teams. Owen Bunnell sends it to the corner. Evergreens now, RJ Schultz on the ice. Yes, sir. Evergreens using a deep bench. Schultz just took the puck away. Here comes a rush from the Evergreens. Bunnell, Evergreens are onside, shot just wide. Marcus Wahowiak is back there. Wahowiak had to hold up for a moment from the blue line. Yaku's shot on goal. Yaku's tries for a rebound shot there, save. Bouncing puck loose in front, right in front for Wahowiak. Steered it wide of the far side post. Baraboo still cannot clear. Flicked on goal from the far side boards. Goes all the way around. Yaku's again that rode up the stick of the goalie. And Alex Falkowski tried to steer this in, could not. Goes around the boards all the way down. This will be icing at 5:05 of the second period. The Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center is respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. The Hackbarth line is back out for the Evergreens, which means so is Grant Ortell with the two goals and a period and 5 minutes. Try for his hat trick tonight. Held in at the blue line by Bunnell, who sends it behind the net. Hackbarth couldn't get to the puck there. Bounced off the boards behind the net. That's a weird way to try and clear it on the really big ice, and the Thunderbirds did not. It's flicked into the corner for Ortell. See what Ortell can do with this here. Parker Hurt holds in at the blue line. Evergreen skating back. Here is Hackbarth. Hackbarth stick handling. Lost it there. Taken away by Oliver Scanlon. Hackbarth fights to get it back. Put on goal from the far side boards. Brady Bunnell. Sticked aside by Dane Hintz. Evergreens try and fight to keep this in at the blue line. They do not. 2-on-1 for the Thunderbirds the other way if they hurry. Deflected by Brady Bunnell. He denied Oliver Scanlon. Evergreens defense has been solid tonight. Here's Hackbarth, fast skater. Zinda waited for Hackbarth. Now they're onside. Zinda goes to the goal. Goalie's off his skates. Zinda tried to steer that from the near side post and said it went to the corner. They're going to have an interference penalty on the Evergreens here. Whistle stops, and Baraboo may be going back on the power play. Now the whole rink grows quiet. People aren't quite sure what's being called here. That puck may have just gone out of play. No, we've got a penalty on the Thunderbirds. Now this is costly. The Evergreens cash in on a power play. They're going to have a 3-goal lead. Alex Reitman comes off. There was that unusual pause where everything got quiet. Not sure what had been called there. On Yeah, this is too many men on the ice. Reitman serves the penalty. Comes at 13:25 of the second period. Can the Evergreens put this one to sleep early? Already leading 2-0 from the far side boards. That was Zinda. Zinda is battling in front now as Hackbarth skates in, leaves it back at the blue line, straight on for Jakus. Jakus doesn't pull the trigger. Hackbarth bounces down low near the goal line. Evergreens look to center near side boards. Instead, it is Hackbarth who now skates in. Hackbarth circles back. Wow, they played him soft. He had a little bit of room. Tried to get it to the forehand side and said lost it along the far boards. And sent all the way down by the Thunderbirds. Evergreens held the puck for a long time. Got only one look at the net. Jakus will go and retrieve. 3 minutes left in the period. 1:05 to play in the Everest power play. Evergreens' Jakus is onside. Got Ortell in the center if he wants it. Jakus carries it behind the net. Bodied up there. Now Ortell will take over in the corner. Zinda holds back in at the blue line. Ortell plays it soft for Jakus, who rotates back. Jakus plays it ahead to Hackbarth along the boards. 40 seconds left in the Everest power play. Now Ortell cross ice. Evergreens move it in. Score from the near side. Ortell didn't get the goal, but he gets the helper. Ortell moved it from the near side to the far side post. Wait and see whose goal that is. I believe that is Brady Bunnell's goal. Bunnell or Zinda were both on the far side post. Evergreens get a power play goal, go up 3-0. Goal comes at 15:32 of the second period. Yeah, this would be a more interesting game if Baraboo was able to hold it to 2-0. Instead, the Evergreens go up 3-0 on the power play. Yeah, I saw that. It's Brady Bunnell's goal. Grant Ortell gets the assist. It was a really good pass from Ortell from the near side post that moved the puck cross ice to the far side post and set up Bunnell. Now back to 5-on-5 hockey. There's just 2 minutes to play in the second period. Evergreens may have what they need tonight. Evergreens at 5-on-5 are right back behind the net. Tried to center that in front. Goes off the goalie's stick. And Baraboo sends it into the Everest bench area for a stoppage. Hockey is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive bodywork is competitive, too, till you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Evergreens win this offensive zone faceoff. It's back of the blue line, Ketna Ottinger. Ottinger trying to put that on goal. It was deflected out. Baraboo, long outlet pass, taken right back by Jakus at his defensive blue line. Slides it ahead for Jaglinski. Jaglinski, teammates held up to make sure they stayed onside, sends it all the way around the boards. Baraboo's got a player closer, trying to keep it in there was Parker Netsky. Baraboo one-on-one the other way. Here comes Will Gunnell. Gunnell centers and scores. Baraboo is on the scoreboard. Centered that back for Oliver Scanlon. Baraboo with their best pass of the night and moving it from the near side to the far side allowed Oliver Scanlon to beat Ethan Hurt. It's 3-1. Oliver Scanlon's goal. Cubs at 15:43 of the second period. Going to be an assist on that, too. I believe Will Gunnell is going to get the assist there. Here it is. So now the Evergreens will be happy to try and take their two-goal lead into the locker room. 1 minute to play in the period. Zinda just had the puck taken away, so it's turned over. Evergreens have all five players back defensively. Hackbarth with a big hit. That's an elbow. That's going to be called, too. Wow, Baraboo now got a goal, and they're going to go back onto the power play. Hackbarth's going to go to the box here. Hackbarth is saying, who me, but I saw the elbow that Davis Hackbarth threw from up here. This power play is going to carry over into the third period. Davis Hackbarth slowly, very slowly, skating over to the penalty box.
Serving a two-man monitor cross-checking for the Evergreens,
calls cross-checking. So the Thunderbirds will end this second period on the power play, and if they score a goal here, the Evergreens will have squandered what was a 3-0 lead. Evergreens try and send this all the way around while Baraboo could not get to that puck and hold it in along the far side boards. Baraboo's now at neutral ice where the Evergreens have Ortell fighting for it. Shorthanded, almost got that ahead to Zinda. And now the Evergreens, we got here. That puck go out of play along the near side too? Okay. The Hackbarth cross-checking minor comes at 15:55 of the second period. So Baraboo is going to be on the power play for about a minute in the third after our intermission. Just 30 seconds left to play. The puck drops and Baraboo has it back in their defensive end. Baraboo's got a rush here and try and get one of these goals back. Cameron Logan. Logan's pass ahead too long for Campbell Kosher. Goes in the corner. Evergreen send it all the way down the ice. Now with just 15 seconds left in the period, Evergreens are chasing shorthanded. Ortell goes down. Fast skater. Got Zinda in front if he can get the puck. No, Baraboo's got it. Sent all the way down with 5 seconds left. That's icing. Baraboo sent it all the way down. Evergreens are going to get an offensive zone faceoff. Shorthanded with 2 seconds left in the period. Three to one, Evergreens. Puck's going to drop, and then the horn's going to sound almost instantaneously, and that'll bring us to our second intermission. There we go. Evergreen scored twice and then gave one back. At our second intermission, DC Everest 3, Baraboo 1.